Okay, we are holding in Lamed Beis in the long Sif Lamed Vav. So we'll pick it up from where we got up to yesterday. We're on the bottom of the line with the Mechaber beginning with words Lecheinahu Sheparshis Kadeshli Chayaki Aviacha Uparshis Shema Maschilim Barosh Hashita. So with these three parshas, again, we're going to start. The writing will begin at the top right corner of the beginning of the line. Ubesof, and at the end of Kadeshli, Ubesof Vahayaki Vecha, Manichin Chalak, will leave a blank space at the bottom of, at the edge of the Kadeshli, at the end of Vahaya. Vecha Kidei Lichtov Tes Osios. Enough space there to write a word that would have nine letters in it. Ubesof Shema Eimanichin Chalak. At the end of Shema, it's going to go to the very end of the line. Ve'imanichin Hu Pochos Mikidei Lichtov Tes Osios. And if you would leave there a space that less than nine Osios, Parshas V'Hoye Im Shemoa Maschilim Be'emtza Shita Elyona, and then the Vahimsha would start at the middle, meaning you have a space at the top line would not be like indented a little bit, so as we wouldn't start at the top. Maniach lefaneh achala kadei lichtov tes osios. You leave that starting of the vahayki im shemoa, again, space for the nine letters there. When nimsa comes out, sheshlosha parshios heim pesuchos. The first three parshios are going to be pesuchos. Bein laharam, bein laharosh. We'll speak out what their different opinions are. Uparsha achrona, he stuma lidas harambam. And according to the Rambam, vahayki im shemoa, that's going to be stuma, but only according to the Rambam. Not according to the Rosh. Okay, so let's now see the Mishnah Berurah is going to help explain this. We got up to yesterday, we did Kuf Samech Aleph, so we'll pick up a Kuf Samech Beis. Maschil and Berosh. So we're going to start the writing of these parashas at the top corner. Dezeh oisa osa petucha l'kuli alma. Because by doing this, you're going to make this a petucha according to everybody, both the Rambam and the Rosh. Yeshehishir chala kedei tes osios besof shita ha-tachtona ba'amun ha-koidem. When you leave a space of nine letters at the bottom of the previous section, that's going to work. Ve'im Lo hischa b'rosh hashita ela hiniach ma'at revach. If you didn't start at the top right corner, but you leave a little bit of space to afil pachos mites osios, even less than tes osios, hari parsha zu nikreis stuma leharambam. That's the Rambam shita of what's going to be sosum. In the Dirshu in 189, it says shahar lefi shitos, according to the Rambam over here, that's called sosum. Parsha petucha haine parsha shemascheles berosh hashita. It has to be something that starts at the beginning of the line. Aval imis chiz beemza hashita. But if you begin writing it in the middle of that top line, af b'sheish besof hashita shlefaneh revach kashir teisha osios. Even if you would have at the bottom of the previous parsha, meaning the bottom, the column to the right of it, you'd have that space. Nechsheves keparsha stuma. It's called stuma. Masha'enkin Shita's Harosh, but this is what the Rosh argues, speaks out down the Dirshu over here. Shekol Shehishir Bishura Shilafaneh Revach Kishir Teisha Osios. Anytime you have the nine letters, space nine letters in the previous Parsha, Nechshavas Parsha Petucha. That's called an open one. Af Api Shehishir Kasivas Parsha Zu Be'emza Hashita. Even you would start the next one in the middle of the line. Psula Afilu Bidiyevid. It would be possible, even Bidiyevid, says the Mishnah Berurah. Uprima godim, oschavav, kosu dafili, imlo himshich lefnim, virosh kadesh, o vahoya kiavicha, o shema, rak os achas, o shtaim, and just one or two, gam kein yesh lomer, deposel, vitzarch im bezeb. According to this opinion, again quoted here in the Prima godim, that would be posel as well. You don't have to be machmir in this. One should be careful for this. If you leave the amount to write the word asher, nearly the yesh lehachmir afil b'di'evid. One should be strictness even b'di'evid. The hare. So what does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah, according to Mishnah Berurah, the Dirshu 191 speaks out what this is referring to, how you have the multiple letters if there's only really writing three. The Chazon Ish calls of Sheyesh Betevas Asher Kishir Shmona Osios Ketanos. There's eight small letters in the word Asher, Aleph Shin Resh. Shehare Os Aleph Os Shin Hein Kishir Shlosh Osios. Because the Aleph, well, it's got the Vav and the two Yuds, that's three. You got like three in the Shin as well. Uvashut not be Yehuda. Os Aleph Hu Kishir He Kishir Shte Osios. Okay, Vatoli Be Signal Haksiva. It depends on the style that you're at or where you're writing it. Okay. back into the Mishnah Berurah. Chmosha kosa machzer shekel v'hari yadas hataz mitzdarif medina lechuli alma leikari stuma. We call this stuma a closed off parsha. Afilu lo haya revach shelamala lamata rach hashir tes osios kitanos aide tziruf. Even if you would only be the space of 9 letters. The tziruf here is talking about from the bottom of the end of the last line and the top of the beginning of the front line, right? Kamosha kosav prima godim, as we said from the prima godim, hari demasha kosav harambam. So when the Rambam writes this in Hilchos Sefer Torah, the beginning of Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph and Beis, the yaniach ma'at revach, you have a space, hushir katan ma'od. It's a very small amount. Alkein nefer im rosh hehizchil haparsha. You see that you had begun the parsha afilu os achas lifnim, that you read you began it a little bit more in from where you marked it off. When it was originally the sirtu took place, that sketching it out. Say yiras, what you do? Lasos gam shar hashuros ba'oifin zeh. You should make all the other rows in the same way from that same exact starting point. Okay, then we saw there was kuf samach gimel. There has to be the space for it. Tes osios. Kosv ha'achronim, says the Mishnah Berurah, lechatchila tzarech lehaniach kidei gimel tevos asher. Really, the space should be to write the word asher 3 times. Halkein, tzarech lehaniach gam kein revach melo beiz osios ketanos mevadet es osios. Therefore, you have to leave a space for 2 letters besides the original, this was 9. Deha, bein teva leteva tzarech lehaniach melo ois ketanos, because between each letter. So between the 2 ashers, the 3 ashers, the space between the numbers 1 and 2, and then number 2 and 3, you'd have to have the space for that. But yeah, but yesh lahakel, kishemeniach rak malo tes osios ketanos. And you can be lenient if you only left enough for the 9. In the Yerusha 193, over here, quotes Chazon Ish, kosev she'im lo hiniach revach lo shte osios ketanos, right? If you didn't leave the space between each of the letters, mevad shir tesha osios ketanos pesulos to tefillin b'diavad. This is no good. Shut not be Yehuda. Machza shekel vuar sheyesh l'shayer tesha osios im revach bein os laos kederach kasivas. As normal way you're writing it, so you have to do this according to the Chazon Ish. What are these 2 letters? So the Mishnah says in the parentheses, dahinu yudin, 2 yud. That's the implication over here, which Shulchan Aruch is requiring. Because of prima godim, the misharin harevach shel hates osios kifi oso haksav. We go as to the way you're writing it. That's we figure out the yod is not something else. Vechol hashir hazeh hu bein leptucha bein lestuma. This is again trying to whether you're figuring out whether it's written open or closed. Okay, kuf samach dal. If we did this whole eitzah that the Shulchan Aruch talked about, then this is going to consider to be stuma according to the Rambam. Va'af deladas harosh hi psucha. According to the Rosh, though, this is called ptucha. Bikomokom ana oisin kain. We do this ki iyesh sharla sois petivilan tzuros stuma sheitz bezal alib dekuli alma. Because it's impossible by the tefillin to make it according to all the shitas. Why? He explains ki stuma sha'ana nohagin la sois besefer Torah. When we have a stuma in a real sefer Torah. Meaning, and if you look at a Sefer Torah, so when you've seen it, that you'll have a space on that line itself in a Sefer Torah, they begin it. It continues on the same line. That's what he's meaning over here. You leave a space, right? Again, just we spoke about this in yesterday's shir. The Petucha is where it's open on the end of the line of Sefer Torah. In its Stumas, where there's more writing on the edge of the line. We gave an idea. It's like a break, a change in topic, kind of like in Lahavdi, like a paragraph break, or more like a chapter break. But that's what it means. This is the Mishnah Berurah speaking out that you have it on the same line, on the same shita. V'hi nikra stuma aliba dekuliyam. That's called a stuma. The stuma shel milfanecha u'machara. It's closed up before and afterwards. V'iyashalo so po b'tefillin. But you can't do that in a tefillin. To call parsha hu ba'amud achir, because each parsha is written on a separate column. Chain im yirtzel haniach shita achas chalak betchilas parsha v'haye im shemoa. Right, if you want to leave a blank line before that, laschila berosh shita shniyah and begin at the beginning of the second line, ze gam kein einen stuma lekuliyama. That's not going to be called a stuma according to everybody. The he rak laharosh v'laharambam, because that would satisfy the Rosh's requirement, not the Rambam's. Udido he ptucha, because according to the Rambam, it is Ptucha. Since you can't satisfy everybody, the minhag is we follow the Rambam's definition, not the Rosh's. Simon Ayin Resh Hey. Himsa Eitzela Sois Stuma. The Taz gives an Eitz for how to make it Stuma. She Yetze Aliba de Kuli Amma. What's that? The Hain means like this. She Parsha Rishona Ushnia Yase Hakol Kamo Shekosu B'Shulchan Aruch. So for the first Parsha and for the second Parsha, we're going to do exactly what the Shulchan Aruch told us. Rakshva Parsha Shema B'Sofa Yenech Revach Pochus Mikidei Tes Osios Kitanos. So at the end of the Shema, that you're going to leave a space that's less than the nine letters. V'chein yaniach revach pachos mites osios ketanos b'techilas parsha v'hayim shema. And then you're going to leave a space of less than nine at the top of that. The al yidei zeh, by doing this, she'ein la tes osios b'mokom echad. You don't have a space of nine letters in one spot. You have a little at the bottom, a little at the top. You have to combine from the bottom and the top to be stuma. V'chein kosa b'tshuvas rama miponov. It's a big makuba from Italy. V'bir hagra. V'chein mashma prima godem shigam. Who nocha glassos kane? This is how he does as well. Bedod b'diavid. Afili im shir revach kites osios gedolos mikol tzad gam kin kosher. Even if you leave a big space. The big letters, that'll be fine. Til harambam hi stuma la rosh hi petucha. Again, this is the machlokis. Coin the ram that's called stuma, coin the rosh that's called petucha. Bekasab le'eo besifkatin kufnun ches, b'shem ha'achronim, dehiskim l'halacha ki ha'yesh machshirin hanal. Okay, we follow like this, yesh machshirin, that you're allowed to do this. V'yesh mehagedolim shenohagul asos kein lechatchila. Some do this preferably. V'nohar nahar pashita. And every river spreads out to its own way, meaning you can do whatever one you want. You can't go wrong. It's just there's different minhagim. That's what he's saying. I'm a birhol. Look in the Bir Harachel who speaks this out a little bit more. I won't read the whole thing. We'll just start. It says Das Rambam. I'm in Mishnah Berurah b'Mashik Savnish b'Shem Hataz. Okay, brings this idea. Vagraz. That is the Bal Hatanya. Kos lechatchila yesh limnoa milasos keatzes Hataz. Maybe one lechatchila one should question this and not really follow what it says in the Taz. Rather, you should do what the Shulchan Aruch says. V'kos v'atam meharbe poskim muchach lo svir lehu klal the svir the tziruf. Like combining, combining these osios, that would in fact work. So again, he's questioning it. To be skipping down a little bit more. You shouldn't protest to stop anybody who does follow this eitz hataz. Ki yesh raya ledine ledino meharosh v'hatur. He has rights for what the Taz says. V'chein hagoyin r'mam eponov kosev chein lahuva b'chidusher b'kive eger ushari achronim k'mosh kesavti b'mishneh berurah. So at the end of the day, you shouldn't prevent somebody who wants to follow this idea of the Taz, but he does question it to whether that work according to all the opinions. Okay, this was a long sif, but Amir Tashem will pick it up tomorrow with Lamed Zayin.